Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Meanwhile, Major League Baseball, they're working on some plans to try and get all 30 teams to play games with no fans in the stands, and they would play these games in the greater Phoenix area. Teams would play at Chase Field and various spring training facilities in the area as well.
And they said that, like, they wouldn't be in the dugouts. Mm. They'd be, like, in the audience 6 feet apart. So no dugouts, but, you know.
We could all use
how
that distraction.
How do you tag someone out? How do you tag someone?
Better than nothing.
Yeah.
Better than nothing.
You're
right. That's right,
Mr. Rucker. It's been a long time since I played softball in fourth grade, but I do remember that.
Yeah, there is a tag.
One of the things I enjoy doing now, by the way, watching old games. Like on ESPN, you can watch some of the classics from 10, 15 years ago.
All right, guys, coming up.
That was sports. Sports!
What grade did you play softball in?
On the Today Show today. I think that was Craig Melvin, right, Hardy?
Yeah, it sounded like Craig Melvin.
Craig Melvin on the Today
Show.
Sounded
like Jay Glazer.
And then Hoda. You hear Hoda in there.
A glass of wine.
Listen, if you know, I think the same thing. Her and Kathy Lee are getting smashed somewhere.
They're hammered by, 9:30 every day?
How do you think they're handling the coronavirus?
I have a question on that. You know how, like, when they do those cooking shows or they have the wine or the drinks that they add to things, you're technically not allowed to drink alcohol on air, on live TV. Why are they the only ones that are allowed to have the wine glass and are just sitting there? Kathy Lee, you just tell halfway through, she started leaning off her chair because I'm feeling pretty damn good right now. I don't know about you, Oda.
That's not an actual law or anything,
yeah.
So.
That's not a thing.
Oh, so it's like etiquette. Like, they'll cut away when people, you'll see some of the cooking shows doing it. Or they have a guest in. Like, hey, you make this cocktail with Bobby Flay and sip it. And they don't show you sipping it. Yeah, but they'll show them throwing them back, though, boy.
Yeah, I think it's about, decorum as opposed to any. So there's no rule. There's no rule against that.
Right.
So, yeah, have at it.
Okay.
Anyway, let's get to this story. That was so big, it was on the Today Show. So what happened was, late last night, actually early this morning, it was after midnight, Jeff Passan of ESPN put up a big story on ESPN. Sources, MLB, union, focused on plan that could allow season to start as early as May in Arizona. Now, we'll get to the statement from Major League Baseball in a little bit. But here's what Passan's story says. That they are increasingly focused on a plan that would allow them to go to Arizona and start as early as May, and that the plan to bring all the teams to Arizona has the support of high-ranking federal public health officials who believe the league can safely operate amid the coronavirus pandemic. That's one part of it. Though the plan has a number of potential stumbling blocks, it has emerged above other options as the likeliest to work and has been embraced by MLB and MLB Players Association leadership.
Ooh.
Yes, leadership.
That's key there.
It says the plan would dictate that all 30 teams play in games at stadiums with no fans in the greater Phoenix area, including the Diamondbacks' home, Chase Field, 10 spring training facilities, and perhaps other nearby fields. Players, coaching staffs, and other essential personnel would be sequestered at local hotels where they would live in relative isolation and travel only to and from the stadium, sources said. Federal officials at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as the National Institutes of Health, have been supportive of a plan that would adhere to strict isolation, promote social distancing, and allow MLB to be the first professional sport to return. There's a couple issues here. Number one, players are not going to want to isolate and sequester in some hotel in Phoenix.
It's going to be an odd, odd feeling, you know, going just back and forth to that ballpark. And by the way, a minuscule ballpark comparative to what you're used to playing in. And again, I go to the juice of the day, the juice of the game, the match, the ability to stand there for 2.5, 3, 4 hours for some of these games, you know, in the middle of the afternoon there in Arizona, hot Sunday. I don't know. I just don't see how this is going to work.
It says here, the logistics to pull off such a plan would be enormous and cumbersome on the league side and require the buy-in of players whose sources expect to be skeptical of separating from their families for an indefinite amount of time, perhaps as long as 4.5 months.
Oh, this is like gun to the head, going to prison type stuff.
So here's the issue, though. If they don't play, they're not going to get paid.
Oh.
So if you are looking at it from this way and they say, hey, you want to get your money, you want to make your dough this year, suck it up and go. And so what I could see happening is they say, well, I want my money, so I'm going. And then they get there, Zoe, and these guys don't adhere to the social, they don't adhere to the distancing, and they don't adhere to the being sequestered.
What are you going to put, security guards at the
end
of every
floor? What are you going to do? Are you going to arrest me?
You're not going to let them out of the hotel?
Are you going to start suspending?
That's what it's going to have to eventually
get to. Yeah, are you going to start suspending your players if they leave the hotel?
Well, that's the risk you take, because you're going to have to do that. Because, say, the one nut does go out, contracts the virus, gets it, brings it back. Now what are you going to do? Are you going to shut down and put everybody in quarantine?
Well, yeah, that's sort of the question. And is this story,
then the whole league is up for grabs.
This story does cover this, though. They're saying that if one player tests positive, they believe they could change things so that not everyone has to be quarantined. That you just take the player that tests positive and you remove them from the mix, because they are looking at a new testing system that provides results in 3 to 5 minutes.
Rapid test.
And it's similar.
That's what the NFL guy said. The head doctor of the NFL said, we're not going back to business. We're not open facilities until we get massive rapid testing to where we know, okay, everybody can be clear of this, and we know those results initially.
So do you know what they compare it to? They compare it to diabetes testing, pricking of a finger.
Yeah, pricking a finger. We know that well here at home. You got that?
Right, so you
seconds.
Know what that's. So something along, it would look like that.
Wow.
Where they, I guess, prick their finger and give a little bit of blood and put it in a machine. Like,
how many guys
they'll know in 3 to 5 minutes.
What are you going to do with the guys that are afraid of needles?
Too bad.
I know.
Major League Baseball players, no such thing.
Give me a break. A little prick on the finger?
they got used to the needles for the last 25 years. They're fine with that. The thing I have with this, if you know, they're talking about doing this in May, and then Major League Baseball, the original story said that there was one source who said it's more likely to be happening in June. To me, this is still a huge operation. You're talking about all 30 teams, you know, mingling, congregating, you know, at least amongst themselves, back and forth, in and out of hotels, in and out of facilities. And even if there are no fans there, to me, this is getting closer to the point where, you know, restrictions are lifted all over the place. And it seems like a lot of work to get every team to a new location, to create a new schedule and do it in new facilities, as opposed to waiting another month. And then you start and do half a season starting in July, you know, because I think if it's safe enough to have groups of 30, 40, 50 guys mingling together, hotels, buses, clubhouses, you're sharing these facilities, presumably with other teams. They're not going to have time to totally disinfect and go through and do all this other stuff, playing against each other on the field, and the inevitable, guys sneaking out, going places. Well, that means restrictions are lifting all over the place, and we're no longer in this, quarantine order or quarantine suggestion. That means a lot of these restrictions have to be lifted. And if we're to that point, then I say, just wait another month. Wait another month and be able to play in your own ballparks and have guys fly.
I don't know about that, Hardy, because
city.
That
Why
still
not?
Involves a lot of travel. And I think that they would like to cut down on travel. I think this is a good plan for if that happens, what you're describing.
Okay, what's the issue with the travel then?
I think that the teams don't want to be doing a lot of travel because they They don't want all the movement. They don't want to be in and out of planes. They just don't want to be doing it. That's what I've read from multiple leagues, that they're concerned about travel.
The problem is they charter a jet, but where was that jet in the last – what four places did the jet go in the last 3 days?
Right, who was just on the jet? Who just used
it? How many people from different parts of the world? You know,
most teams are chartering commercial planes that are used on commercial flights, and then they just go and pick up a team. And you've got the whole plane to yourself,
right.
So it's chartered and it's private, but it's not – it's a little different. Like the Bruins have their own plane, and it's gorgeous. And it's their plane that they lease. And so they're in a different situation. But baseball, football, they're just, you know, hey, Delta's our carrier, like our partner, or JetBlue or whoever. And they just, when they have, they know to come pick us up tomorrow, and they send the plane. And it's one of their planes that picks you up, and you get the whole thing to yourself. So I think there are concerns about that, about going in and out of planes that you don't know where they've been. You know, wants to use something you don't know where it's been. But I think it's a good plan if stuff starts to slowly reopen or there's fewer restrictions and it's, hey, let's try and cut down on our movement. Let's try and stay in one place. Let's have everything set up for us here, and then you just sort of do it. So I think that that's probably what they're thinking. I don't think that this is – here's the thing. I don't think this being sequestered in the hotel is possible. Like, guys will say, yeah, we'll do it, and they're not going to adhere to it. They're going to go out. They're going to have people over to their hotel rooms. Things of that nature. Like,
yeah, after about 3 days. That's
yes.
That's how long. It's not going to be a month into this thing. And if it's going to go badly at some point and they're going to have to shut everything down, then you're going to, you're going to have wasted a lot of time, and you're going to set yourselves back as opposed to waiting another month. You know, waiting until, where I don't know when we're going to get the all clear. And that may not happen until there's a vaccine. But if the testing is that much better, and if you're able to determine who's already had it, who has the antibodies, then I think you wait it out just a little bit longer and do something that more closely resembles an actual season. And I understand
that
you don't
want to do
the traveling.
But if you're not having fans, what's the point? Like, if you don't have fans in your ballpark, what's the point of going and doing all the travel anyway?
Because I think the fans are probably going to be let back into these things too. I don't see them playing a half season, like all based in Arizona in front of no fans. I don't think that's a realistic possibility.
All right, we'll pick this up on the other side with the statement from Major League Baseball. They've pushed back against this report just a little bit today. We'll tell you that next.
At Sport of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.s40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I can't possibly see any player saying, yeah, sure, I'll go sequester myself in a biodome for 4.5 months to play baseball and I'll see my family. There's no way in hell I can see that. But just going back to your initial point and the possibility that maybe more likely.
I want to offer you an anecdote, actually.
Please.
I started hearing about this and I wanted to run it by a couple of players. And I ran it by a player last night. And when I ran it by this player, he said exactly. I mean, almost word for word, Scott, what you said right there. And then this morning, he sent me a text and he said, talked it over with my wife. She said, if it means getting paid, I can do the 4.5 months.
Trophy
wife.
That's what it is. Need that money.
Yep.
Need those paychecks.
Need those
and they'll say,
bucks.
Oh, yeah, no, I can do it. I can definitely sequester for 4.5 months. I can definitely quarantine and isolate. And they're going to be there 72 hours, and they're going to be outside the room, and they're going to be having people over, and the distancing thing is going to go to crap. So they should get real with that one. Like, that is not going to happen. They're not going to isolate. That won't happen. They won't. They just won't do it. They're still, they could still, you know, go outside. They're still going to do it. I'm sorry. But here's the statement from Major League Baseball. By the way, that was Jeff Passan last night on ESPN with Scott Van Pelt. Here is Major League Baseball's statement today. They say they've actively considered numerous contingency plans. And it says, while we have discussed the idea of staging games at one location as a potential option, we have not settled on that option or developed a detailed plan. We continue to interact regularly with governmental and public health officials. We have not sought or received approval of any plan from federal, state, and local officials or the Players Association. The health and safety of our employees, players, fans, and the public at large are paramount. Blah, blah, blah. Do you believe them? I don't. I don't believe the statement. I think the statement is a lie. I think they're working on this. I think they want to put this in place. And I think that Jeff Passan is a great reporter, and he's got the real deal. You want to know why the Red Sox punishment's not out? Manfred's been busy with this, trying to land his league in Arizona. Tell you what, though, Arizona in like July and August, spray your balls off out there, man.
That's what I'm saying, man, it's a dry heat. You got guys out there passing out left field. Get him hydrated. Hook him up.
It's like couples retreat. Okay, guys, here's what you need to know. Packing up for 4 months, we're going to Arizona, and pack shorts are going to sweat your bag off. It's going to be awful. Okay,
Hardy, you're right. The players are going to get there. Like, this wasn't in the brochure. You said we all had suites. I have two twin beds, two queen beds in my room, and my plastic cups are covered in Saran wrap. This isn't what I signed up for.
The money thing, Beetle, is legit, though. There was an article from about a year ago in USA Today that did a breakdown of what guys were making in Major League Baseball. And at that time, they determined that almost 40% of players, of the 850 Major League Baseball players, were earning close to the league minimum of $555,000 for last year. Almost 40% of the league is earning somewhere close to the minimum. So if you're making, let's round it up, say $600,000 a year, and you've been playing for presumably not that long if you're making the league minimum, do you have FU money? Do you have so much put away in your new career as a Major League Baseball player that you are expecting for it to all go away? These guys have contracts. They have guaranteed money. They were assuming they were guaranteed to be making at least that much money this year. And when it goes away, wait a second. I just bought a house. I got two cars now. This is what my family does. You know, they depend on this money. I think, you know, the players depend on that money much more so than I initially would say. I'm like, oh, you know what? Screw those guys. If they weren't smart enough to put money away for, you know, all the time they've been playing baseball. No, it's still an enormous amount of money for most people.
Yeah.
But it's not so much to where if you were used to living on that and making that for a couple few years and then it just goes away, I can see a lot of players' families saying the same thing. Yeah, it's gonna suck to have you gone for that amount of time, but bye.
I think a lot of people get caught up on the average salary in baseball, which is $4.36 million, and it's a high number compared to, let's say, the NFL. But the median salary, and this is closer to what you just said about that 40%, the median salary last year was $1.4 million, meaning half the league made more than $1.4 million, half the league made less than $1.4 million. So, again, I know that's, you know, hey, $1.4 million to regular people is an insane amount of money, but you're right. You know, if there's a younger player who's making $500,000 and – you know, maybe just bought a big house or something. It still needs to make the mortgage payments. The wife and kid are at home. You know, the wife saying, get your ass out there and go to Arizona. You know, that's what it's coming down to right now. And this is why I think they'll agree to it. But I just think the isolation part of it is impossible. On the point about the heat, by the way, in addition to the money, here's something else that they've promised. They're promising expanded rosters so that the players can have more guys on their roster, which means more guys are earning playing time, which more guys, not just playing time, excuse me, service time. That's what I meant to say. They're getting service time toward free agency for guys that, may not be ready to make a major league roster would now be on the roster earlier than they would have been and be earning major league service time, which is really important in how you make money. That's going to be really attractive to the union. That's why they like the idea. There's more guys getting paid. There's more guys getting service time. And part of that reasoning for the expanded rosters was to be able to deal with the heat. That was one of the reasons why. So that you could take players out of a game and have another one ready to go. You know, like they're out there building the Hoover Dam or something. Like, oh, we lost one. You know, like, get out there. Get going. I mean, that's what they're going to do. More players for the heat to deal with it.
How many did we lose today? Only 12. It's a good day.
Well, here's the question, too. Say this gets
it's
up
like the
running.
OSHA sign on the wall. How many days without an industrial accident?
Yeah.
How many days without a heat stroke?
How many innings?
Say this gets up and running. And you know, we sit here and we talk about we can't wait for sports to come back. How much does it excite you as a fan to watch one of these type games, say, in a spring training facility?
So this is what the first thing that I thought of. I said, well, it just goes to show you, it's going to be baseball that comes back first, not basketball where we get to see what the right. Celtics team finally does this year, not the NHL, right. Which a lot of us believe have the greatest the greatest dramatic playoffs. Of any of the sports.
We're going Padres Rangers. Let's go. Let's skip it. Padres versus the Rangers. Let's go. 7 o'clock tonight. What are you doing at 7 tonight?
I'm not even getting a major golf tournament until September. No, what's it going to be? Baseball played in front of no fans in Arizona. Well, that's just swell. I know there are some people who are just jonesing for anything. Anything sporting related. And there are a fair amount of people who just want to bet. They just want to bet games. It's part of what they do each and every day. Mm-hmm. I don't have that compulsion when it comes to betting sports, so I could not care less about being able to bet, especially baseball, which to me is insane when you start betting and you have to go against, you know, odds and pitching matchups and stuff like that. But just a couple of out-of-market teams playing on a random Tuesday night and in front of no fans down in some spring training facility in Arizona, that is not the sports that I'm missing. That's not what I'm clamoring for right now.
617-779-0985 is the telephone number for you. Yeah.
I would tune in initially just to hear, like, they got the organ there playing Take Me Out to the Ball Game with nobody in the thing. And you just hear the organ in the background playing while guys are warming up out there taking grounders before they take the mound. You know, just to preview the game, I just want to see what media members are going to be able to cover. Is there going to be a pool, a single pool guy that will be available at the stadium to give you all the pregame festivities and build you up to game time?
Oh, there'll be pools. Arizona's rotten with pools.
They even got a pool at Chase Field. There's even a pool in the ballpark.
A pool reporter.
Oh.
Pete's in Delaware. Pete.
What's up, Pete?
Guys,
getting fired up?
How you doing?
Good.
How you doing? I hope you guys are staying safe. Glad to hear you on the radio every day. Hey, as far as this thing with Major League Baseball or the NBA, whichever league does it first, and if Major League Baseball does it, I really hope they get it right, which I don't have confidence in. The biggest reason is I'm an NFL fan first. If they screw it up, it's going to have an impact on the NFL and the tolerance of people wanting to see that come back in the same way, even if it's without fans. So I really hope if they do this, they get it right, because I just worry it would have an impact on the NFL.
Well, when you say screw it up, how?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so that's my biggest concern.
No,
is
no.
I just don't
how?
Want to see something. What's that?
How do you think that they would screw it up? What could they do that would impact football not being able to come back?
Well, let's just say, because I don't think there's going to be fans in the stands for football either at this point, unless something dramatically changes. But Beetle, you brought up the best thing. They're not going to stay in isolation. I just don't see that happening.
It's
and if let's just say we have a breakout again, and it's brought because of baseball players, let's just say that happens, I do think that has an impact on sports moving forward. And I just don't want to see that happen. So I just think there's a very big downside if they get it wrong, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I think there's definitely truth in that you don't want to get it wrong. You want to make sure that people are accepting of it. But I don't know how much that they could screw up. I mean, I think it's inevitable that if you do it, and you have all the players there, someone's going to come contract coronavirus. The question now would be, if you have this testing that's being done every day on players, and there's the availability of a new testing technology as has been floated, maybe you can make it work.
Yeah, you can kind of bright side that thing too and say, as long as they don't screw it up to the point where they're infecting the entire team and somebody goes out and infects everyone in the clubhouse and everyone on the opposing team, that would be a major screw up that would affect the ability of other sports to come back in a timely manner. But if there are small mistakes, if they decide to start doing these things, and you know, take Zoe's example of you know televising these games but not including any of the sound effects, or they don't have it covered the right way, you could allow, as a football fan, you could allow and maybe even wish for another sport to come back and make some of those mistakes so that other leagues learn from it and say, okay, we saw what baseball did. They were able to come back. They were able to play some games, but they did this, this, and this wrong, and we're not going to make those mistakes. In terms of, look, and I'm not willing to make any proclamation or statement or even a guess as to whether or not fans are going to be allowed in football stadiums come August or September. Who knows? Anybody who is saying right now whether it's going to happen or not going to happen, you must have some kind of a crystal ball, because this thing is still changing so rapidly in every few minutes. But it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if another sport like baseball went along and served as the guinea pig for this new era, or for at least this year in what sports are going to be, and let them work out some of the kinks for you so that other leagues can come in and say, they did this right, they did this right, but yeah, we wouldn't do it that way, and we wouldn't do it that way.
Ooh. Ooh. Speaking of working out the kinks. a little gremlin there in the line there, Hardy.
Oh, I didn't hear that from mine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Came from you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it did sound like a Wookiee. Aaron.
I see no Wookiee.
All right.
It'd take me much to start laughing anymore. I get loopy.
You mentioned
I get loopy. I get crazy right now.
Who mentioned the NHL? Hardy, you mentioned that, right?
Hardy did, yeah.
The NHL has a plan, too. They might be on their way back. We might have sports again soon. You might be watching it from Montana, but we'll tell you the details. There's also a local. There is a local twist on it, too. We'll tell you the details of the NHL trying to make its way back. All that's Wyoming. On the way. More your calls.
At Sport of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
It's odd. It's very odd to go home and then, you know, you're not going to work, but it's not for a poor hockey reason. So that's why I believe we're going to play. I'm just an optimist that way. It's like, well, we're not done. I mean, we still had lots left in us, and good team, good chance to win a Stanley Cup. So that's what kind of motivates me.
Bruce Cassidy on a podcast with Billy Jaffe, talking about the possibility of returning to the ice in the NHL this season. I feel more optimistic today than I did a few days ago about the possibility of sports coming back. I don't know about you guys.
Seems like, hey, now, getting back like to this noon discussion on Saturday that the president had with all the commissioners, you know, people thought, you know, we're going to get more and more information coming out. Was this type of stuff discussed, and now this was the plan where we're going to try and get this organization up and running first, then this one? I want you guys to come up with plans. I want you to look at certain states maybe we could potentially play in. Did this come out of what was discussed over the weekend, or is that just more of a rah-rah phone call? Seems like all this is starting to come together in a matter of 3 days.
Well, I think the teams, the leagues are getting more desperate, and think here's what I think you got to kiss goodbye. The chance of being back in the building with the teams as fans. You're out. It's not going to happen. It's a matter
until
of do
when?
They play
until
the
when? Like, I think fans want to be told, like, well, maybe when can that potentially happen?
I don't know, but you're
say
not.
Say baseball.
You're not
can you get
love.
Baseball like July?
Nope.
Is that crazy?
No.
July's that crazy for fans.
Yeah, I think that is crazy. I don't think that's going to happen.
For baseball.
You've got to come to that realization. It's about whether or not they play the games. And the level of risk they're willing to let the players take and officials take and coaches take. That's what it's about. It's about them. It's not about us. The fans are out. We're out, but that doesn't matter because, you know what? It's 2020, and we have television, and they can televise the games, and that's better than nothing.
Well, I think we're getting to a point, too, and we talked about this with hockey. Like, there's gonna be a point where we can't get these guys back. Like, we
so
need
the
to
NHL,
expedite this. You know?
The NHL is looking at regional site playoffs. This is their creative solution to try and pick up their season. One of the more interesting plans, according to NBC Sports, is to hold the playoff games at designated neutral locations in the U.S. and have multiple games played Olympic-style in empty arenas, according to reports. Grand Forks, North Dakota, and Manchester, New Hampshire are a pair of sites that have been mentioned as possibilities this summer if the NHL could push for playoff games made for television without any fans in the stands. It's all theoretical in nature right now, of course, and could change on a daily basis, as with everything else dependent on how things play out from an all-important health standpoint. So they're looking at North Dakota and Manchester is what it is. And no, I don't think this is a result of a phone call on Saturday, because if this hits the media on Monday, something tells me these plans, they've been discussing these plans behind closed doors for some time. If they've already got scouted, Montana and Manchester, New Hampshire. I don't know why those two places got chosen, but they did, and that's what the NHL is looking at.
Well, you have to think that it has something to do with facility space, the ability to play games late into the season without having, without having, too many problems in terms of building and humidity, and I think that's what ends up killing it more so than the heat. But
do you know what I wonder, Hardy? To go back to our question about governors yesterday, because I know the governors can be the roadblocks. Uh-huh. Are they picking states based on where they think the states will let them do it?
Kind of have to, don't you?
Because if there are still group gathering restrictions in place, I mean, technically, as you mentioned yesterday, Hardy, a football practice is a group gathering of plenty of people that would not be allowed under, guidelines.
Right.
Are they looking for a place where a state will say, yeah, you can do that. Go ahead and do it.
Right. If the next report says they're also looking at rinks in Iowa, Georgia, and Florida, I would say absolutely. There's something to that. But
put one in Georgia.
But probably in, like, less populated areas. You know, we were talking about this earlier before the show, too, with, just the population numbers in those cities. Fewer people means less chance of being exposed to somebody who has it. Doing the math on that. So if, when inevitably players break out of quarantine or they end up coming into contact with somebody who's not on the approved list, then you have less chance of shutting the whole thing down if you're doing it in a place that just has far fewer people than a major city.
I don't get Manchester, though. I mean, Manchester's not like some sort of middle of nowhere destination.
Is that close to Manchester by the sea?
No. So no.
It is a common college hockey thing, though, right? That seems like what they're going for is a college hockey towns. No?
What about Buffalo?
Yeah, why does that? But you're right, Jim, but why would that matter?
Why would I don't know. It's too close to the city for me. I think it's too close to Boston. No?
Yeah, I do. God, like I said, you get your knuckleheads are going to drive up and stand there and try and see Pasternak driving in his truck.
I mean, North Dakota is in the middle of nowhere. If I'm in one of these cities, I don't want these people coming to my town either.
Right, right. You're going to pick remote locations where you don't want fans really to say, maybe we should try to go there. Put it in the middle of Wyoming.
Listen, I don't know anything about Grand Forks, Montana.
I've been out there. I've done a couple games out in Montana at the University of Montana, though.
Or Dakota? What was it?
It's remote.
I think it's North Dakota.
It's North Dakota? Okay. Grand Forks, North Dakota. Let's find
I can tell you it's on the Minnesota border. It's across from its sister city of East Grand Forks. Right along the Red River, the Greenway is a system of waterfront parks and trails. And the North Dakota Museum of Art has contemporary works from around the world.
Well, isn't that lovely?
Yeah. Population 57,056 people.
Wow. All right, then. So that's what they've got on tap. But it just tells me it's just a sign of desperation that they're looking to really consider just about anything to try and play, including going to North Dakota.
I think hockey's got to try and figure that out. Sorry, Beatles. Hockey's got to try to figure this thing out as quick as possible. I think they're the ones at jeopardy to just say, this season's done. We can't bring these guys back.
Well, I mean, what's the temperature in North Dakota in the summertime? Do you know?
What the hell? What about Manchester? It's pretty hot up there. Gets steamy up there.
Yeah, that one I don't get. I'm wondering about North Dakota.
The average high temperature in Grand Forks in the month of June is 76 degrees.
Okay.
It's 81 in July. But the average low is 56, so it does cool off considerably at night.
That's what I think they're looking for. That's better than playing in Tampa Bay in those months, right? Think about that. Or playing in Tampa Bay in May or April like they've done in years past. 617-779-0985. I see your calls. We'll get to them next.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Solak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So I locked this venue up for 2 months. I had this venue for 2 months. I'm setting up shop here. We're going to be pumping out fights every week. I am also a day or two away from securing a private island. Oh, I have a private island that I've secured. We're getting the infrastructure put in now. So I'm going to start doing the international fights too.
Dana White, UFC president and founder, he's saying he's going to get a private island for his guys. I'm sure they'll love that. You think baseball, trying to isolate their guys and sequester them in a hotel. Dana White will drop you on a private island.
Yeah, those guys are crazy, though. They
with
don't
no
care.
Ride home.
Drop you up, fight bare feet, hit and kick.
I want to see that, like real Lord of the Flies type action. Let's just drop all the UFC fighters out there on the island with no lodging, no food. Let them fight it out to the death to see how it goes.
What's the name of that Tom Hanks movie with the Wilson? Damn it, plane crashes, FedEx.
Oh, Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah. No, it isn't Sleepless in Seattle.
You've got mail.
Big.
Forrest Gump.
Big was good.
It's Castaway was what you were looking for.
Castaway, correct. Just put them on an island. Let's get some drones and let them just like beat the living hell out of each other.
Ultimate fighting.
Yeah, last one standing wins.
Yes.
I like that.
617-779-0985. Eric's in New York. Eric.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. How you doing?
So thoughts for Major League Baseball, if they all go back to work, what do you do with the minor leagues? Because you're going to need to call players up, especially if you're in Arizona with the heat and doing doubleheaders. So when guys get hurt, where do they go for the rehab assignment? And then how do you get the minor leagues going so you can call up players when they're needed?
That's a good question.
All good questions.
I think the answer is you don't. I don't think Minor League Baseball is going to come back this year. But it's a good question about if you need to call somebody up, how are you making that decision? My guess is you're just bringing along another 10 guys that are not on your – I don't know, I'm just throwing a number out there. You're bringing 10 guys along that are your top minor leaguers that you want them to stay sort of active with the big club, and if needed, you can activate them. Right?
Yeah. Or send them to Georgia.
Name the first 10 guys you would call up this year, whether they be pitchers or positional players, and you let them practice and be with the big league club, and your top prospects do it that way to sort of be prepared in case they do need to get called up. And with the expanded rosters, they may already be called up. So, listen, minor league baseball is not what's going to be, you know, stopping this. If it happens, I don't think that's going to be a major factor. Peter's in New Hampshire. Hey, Peter.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So, I called about major league baseball, but I just wanted to touch on the NHL thing first.
Do it
so,
all.
I'm actually one town over from Manchester. And they have the SNHU Arena in Manchester, which seats about 11,500 people. In other words, it's a big arena, so it doesn't, you know, I know there's nobody that's going to be there, but you've also got the SNHU campus, which they could have the players stay at, and that arena is pretty well known for its ice-making ability. It's not really that old, and they do a pretty good job because they used to have an AHL team for the LA Kings that used to play there. So that could be one of the reasons. That and the low number of COVID infections that we've had up here might be one of the reasons that they're looking at having it in Manchester. But the reason I called was, you know, I want to congratulate the Major League Baseball players solidifying their reputation as being the softest athletes in sports. You're really going to complain about spending 4.5 months away from your family to make millions of dollars while you've got people that are going overseas and fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan who are making maybe 1% of that, that are spending a year away from their families and getting shot at every day? That's all I have to say. I'll hang up and let you guys talk.
Okay, well, haven't complained. Doesn't happen. We're just making...
it's an assumption
that all athletes, whether it be Major League Baseball, the NHL, the NBA, if you were to send them all to one place, I don't think you'd have an easy time keeping them in a hotel room. I don't.
Okay.
They haven't publicly complained.
Party's at home. You're at home. I'm at home. We're basically in isolation in our own houses, but we're still working. It is frustrating to attempt to have rhythm to do our show, to perform and do our job and entertain and have fun talking about sports for 4 hours, as opposed to us being our loosey-goosey selves in studio where we all know each other, or we can look at Jim, or we can talk to Tom. Imagine these guys having to play their sport at its highest level, to be sequestered, to be gunned to the head, stay in this room. You can't move there. You've got to eat what we send you. And then, by the way, get on this bus, and you're only going to go back and forth to this stadium. It will mentally wear on you after a week, yet alone 4 months. I think that's what we could all assume here, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how these guys would be able to play this way and play at the type of levels where a pitcher would have a no-hitter going through 7 innings. You know? Or, look at that sign out there in left field. It's nothing like our ballpark. That's a short porch out there. I should try to put one out there. I like those palm trees. Oh, it's getting hot today, huh? Yeah, the distractions. It is a massive, massive distraction to tell these guys who are conditioned to play the game a certain way to go and play it under these circumstances. Now, I know, I understand. We're all going to adapt and think outside the box here if you want to play these games and get them in. But good luck, man. I mean, like I said, I keep going back to the basketball stuff. These guys are trained to play in front of crowds. And I know baseball's different because it's a slower, moving along, kind of casual sport. It's not hockey. It's not basketball. It's sure not football. But you still have the methods of getting to the ballpark and the Pedroia stuff. I need to get there 8 hours in advance, Ortiz, to get my feet worked on. And you go through the process of hitting and, you know, talking to guys and seeing your friends. You get in that sort of rhythm of a season. And you're asking these guys to do it, and let's move quickly. Let's all assemble together. And you're not going to see family. You're not going to be able to go eat your favorite food or have your favorite steak before the night before a game. This is everything that goes into it that we're talking here. I think this is why we assume that these guys still aren't going to want to do it, even though they're not going to get paid if they don't.
Let's go to headlines. We'll be right back. We've got no commercials here. Just the headlines, noontime hours next.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com. Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Reading a story in the Grand Forks Herald about Ralph Engelstad Arena.
Ralph.
In the Grand Forks, which is the arena on the campus of North Dakota. It's a nice place. It's a nice little arena here. Very nice. They actually played the World Juniors back in 2005 there. And North Dakota being a good program. It's had a lot of NHL players come through there, but it's for a small arena. It's a nice spot. Got a lot of technology in there.
Huh.
Has a really nice facility for players. Like in terms of in-arena stuff, that wouldn't matter for – there's no fans, but just for the look of it.
Yeah.
You know, to have it – they've got this awesome Jumbotron.
Yeah.
You know, and just sort of – whatever, you're still going to have the clock up there and stuff. So
correct.
You can make it look good on TV. It will look good. It definitely looks like it would be a good TV presentation. Nice spot. Yeah, it's a very nice spot. And again, World Juniors were there, so it's definitely a building that looks good on TV. It could work.
Even to what I went and talked about there during that last little segment there before the break, you know, eventually you lose your mind in this thing as far as getting these guys. But initially, I think guys are like, okay, cool. We're all in this hotel together. We're bonding. I haven't seen these guys in a while. And I think the initial surge would be great. But eventually, I think that fun of doing something different would eventually wear off and become cumbersome and just, ugh, what are we doing this for? And that's where you lose your focus as an athlete. But I understand why they got to do this. They got to make decisions as hockey. Because they're getting close to breakpoint here.
So if it were Western Conference goes to North Dakota, Eastern Conference goes to Manchester, that has to, I guess that has to benefit the Bruins in some way. Like you're right there. You're not far.
Yeah, but so what? If you're sequestered and you can't go anywhere and you can't see anybody and you can't do anything.
Not going to sequester. They're going to walk right out their hotel and go wherever whatever they want.
You're going to stand outside and they can yell at you across the parking lot. Hi. The kids wanted to see you. Hi, guys.
You know, you think
this time, right?
Yeah. If you think they're going to start suspending players or walking out of a hotel, I'm sorry. I don't think it's going
to
happen.
Okay, but to do what? You say it's got to benefit the Bruins. How?
In the sense that they don't have a lot of travel. As an organization, to move their stuff, if they're moving their operation.
You're talking about trucking costs?
No, I'm talking about, like, you know, coaching staff, scouting staffs, equipment guys, like trying to bring all the creature comforts that Zoe's talking about.
Yeah,
right?
but once you're there... You're there, and I don't think they're supposed to.
Yeah, and if you forget anything, you get in the car, and you're 35 minutes away.
Or
like
if
you're from St. Louis,
yeah.
Or you know you're from Tampa Bay, that's a bit of a problem. Is my point? That's all. There's got to be some sort of side benefit for being right up the street from the Bruins.
Yeah,
in your backyard.
I agree with that. And if there's an emergency, you have a little more peace of mind.
Peace of mind. That's right. Oh, something happens with your family? Well, if you play for the Bruins,
now I gotta get on a plane.
Your family's right down the street. Like you can get in your car.
The league doesn't want me to get on a plane.
Hardy, think about this. If you're stressed about leaving your family, right, and you're stressed about, wow, we've got a pandemic going on. What happens if someone in my family gets sick? What happens if my wife gets sick? Anything like that. If you're playing, you know, here in Manchester, a Bruins player is going to be like, well, if anything happens, I can just hop in the car and I'm there. I'm right down the street.
Okay.
There's that peace of mind that would exist for the Bruins that wouldn't exist for other players. That wouldn't exist for a, you know, a guy who's playing in the playoffs that's 2,000 miles from home.
Yeah. Or that tees you more to break the rules, so to speak, and jump in your car and drive and go see your family. Like, we got morons out here in Rentham. We've done a pretty good job shutting things down. Like, we basically walk around in our neighborhood and we stay at a distance. But there's this conservation land less than a mile from my house out here, this Joe's Rock where everybody – and you should have seen the cars lined up just down the street from
us. Joe's Rock?
The Rentham police shut it down last night. They're like, we're done. We've had enough
of this. Who's Joe?
See, I don't know who Joe is. I've been living out here for 30 years. Joe's Rock is right there. They have Birchwold Farms. It's all conservation land where you walk the dogs and you go out past. You can walk power lines for miles out here and go out in the woods and get lost. And there's just people. One nice day yesterday, 65 degrees, and all the morons come here and flock to it. And there's cars up and down the road. People just don't get it still. Like, this is the point of it all. Like, okay, you're making all these plans. Are you really going to stay there? Are
well,
you really
Joe's Rock is such a draw, man. I mean,
I hear somebody typing.
Really, do you really
Beetle,
need
are you
to
doing
get
the
out
same
with your little bike uniform and ride your little cute bike with your tight pants and your stupid elf shoes? And
what
your
am
helmet?
I doing, Hardy?
Are you also Googling Joe's Rock right now? I hear someone typing back. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Here's a video. A video top of Joe's Rock.
Here's a review on alltrails.com.
That's where
reviews.
That's
like
where the Rip the Bobcat was seen last.
From Jacob, who writes, short little romp with a good lookout. The climb down is actually a bit steep.
It is steep. You fall down. I fell on my ass a couple times coming down from there. That's where Mayo's dog got kidnapped and taken away.
Excuse me. Oh, that reminds me. I don't know.
Dog napping reminds Hardy of something.
Well, I had something weird happen on the dog walk this morning. Not to, you know, I would say not to derail us, but what the hell else are we going to do?
Right, exactly.
I'm out walking the dog this morning, and a guy does a real slow roll by, and I'm the only one out on the sidewalk. There's very little.
That's different.
Very little traffic, and the guy's got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, and he's given me and the dog like a real long look, real slow. He drives past us a couple hundred yards, goes into another little side street, turns around and drives back. Now at this point, I'm on full alert. The dog is
he's scoping your neighborhood out right now.
Right, and the dog is perfectly happy to stop, and she can just sniff for a second. He drives back. He's going the other way. He rolls down the driver's side window, and he says to me, what kind of dog is that?
And what did you say, dummy? But do you know anything about dogs? I mean, it's pretty obvious what kind of dog Hardy has.
Well, I said, it's a lab. He goes, oh, full-bred lab, huh? I said, uh-huh. And, I mean, my radar is up on this guy, and then he slow rolls away.
Did he take out a note card and cross it off?
Back the direction he was originally coming from, like he was literally out, like, searching for, you know, a dog breed that he wasn't quite sure of, had to ask that question, and then he went back to wherever he came. I came home, I told Marcy, and she is convinced now the guy wants to dog nap the dog.
Yep.
And
yeah. Yeah, he probably does. You got his license plate?
No.
What the hell? You didn't get the guy's license plate?
No.
You got a suspicious individual that wants to steal your dog? Your thought is this guy's up to no good, and now he's asking strange questions?
About everything
and you didn't
right
think,
now.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to take a picture of your car.
That's great.
In case you come back, you moron. What? Are you kidding me?
Why would anyone want it like... Find out what type of dog it is first before you dog nap it. Second of all, anyone who has a dog these days, I think they're all chipped. So it's very difficult to dog
Mine's
nap a
chipped.
Dog. Your
we
dog isn't chipped?
No, we get stopped all the time because people think he's a Great Pyrenees, which he's not. You know, he's an overweight English lab. All right, English retriever.
Is that a
what
specific
kind of vehicle
breed?
Was he driving, Hardy?
It was a Honda sedan. I want to say
perfect
Accord. Yeah, if I had to guess, I'd say
probably stolen
2010. Yeah.
Right.
2008,
you're either
2010.
Those people who drive that type are either looking for dogs or looking for little boys riding their bikes.
Wow, so that's a leap right there.
People to case neighborhoods, man, and they drive by. We're kind of on a border close to something down here, and all of a sudden you'll see white vans slowly driving through. It makes you nervous.
White vans? We're doing what?
Just driving by real slow. Shouldn't be driving that slow.
The huge heroin trade going on in the woods behind Zoe's house. I mean, this is reportedly, you know, It's not nice spot. Good area.
The episode of Narcos going on.
So, yeah, you guys got nothing to worry about where you live.
The writers from Ozark are coming in to rent them for some new story ideas.
At least my dog ain't going to get taken out of my yard, pal.
It's because he weighs like 300 pounds now.
He's got people flying through his neighborhood. Fools like so, doing 90.
You would need a forklift to dog nap your dog, though.
Beetle's got the direct line to the cops in his town. Give me a break.
Of course I do. That's why I can't believe Hardy didn't take the license plate down. Open an investigation.
But seriously, out of all this guy's deal is. Out of all the things that you could be worried about on any given day,
right.
And especially like these days, is dog napping chief among your worries?
Easy, Mr. Like, paranoia.
It wasn't even like a consideration, but that this guy I totally had my radar up because of
you had your radar up before the strange question started.
Yes, and that just made it stranger. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
I'd be filing an unofficial police report right
you
now.
You know what? This is the type of...
Whoa. Hold on. How does one file an unofficial police report?
You just know people with the police and just say, we had a weird thing happen right here. Here's a little tip.
I'm going to call my guy. I'm going to text my guy right now then.
Yeah.
Your dog's out of the puppy stage, so they don't want to get puppies because they don't want them gnawing on stuff and all that. They want them, like, housebroken, but they don't want the old dog. Your dog's right in that groove area where, okay, these are coveted type animals.
By who?
You got to get in with the cops. I'm telling you. See, we get reports of gunshots out here by us.
I am a cop.
They do.
Look at this.
What the hell's going on in Rentham? We got gunshots.
No.
We got crazy women out.
Crazy old ladies out here.
We're on the border.
They report gunshots when I shoot fireworks off. And they're like, are you shooting fireworks off again? I'm like, yeah, okay. We got reports of gunshots up here by us. I'm like, no, I'm shooting fireworks off. They're like, all right, just don't shoot them anymore. So it's good
enough. Who knew that Zoe moved to Juarez over the weekend?
What else? I mean, he's a cop. Hardy is already a cop.
617-779-0985. Oh, we're having a little fun. We'll get back to your calls. Baseball and hockey trying hard to come back. I got to go check on the dog.
Hold on.
We got calls on stealing dogs and someone who's got an issue with Hardy. We got Manchester stuff. We got all of it next.
At Westford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Now, Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Reading a story in the Grand Forks Herald about Ralph Engelstad Arena.
Ralph.
In Grand Forks, which is the arena on the campus of North Dakota. It's a nice place. It's a nice little arena here. Very nice. They actually played the World Juniors back in 2005 there. And North
At Westford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.